This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, we are back Friday, Brian. We are going to be at Rosalita's, correct?
Yes, Frank, on Friday, May 3rd, celebrating May 5th, which has the official title of Cinco de Mayo. Rosalita's Cantina off Washington Avenue. They'll have a DJ, a mariachi band. They'll have face painters, mechanical bull as well. 590 The Fan. We say we as a station because from 7 until 6, 590 The Fan. We'll be there on Friday, May 3rd, Rosalita's off Washington Avenue. It is the place to be,
Frank,
for all your Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Have you ever ridden a mechanical bull?
I have not.
I did it in Pocatello, Idaho. My first job.
Really?
I traveled with the Northern Arizona University football team, humble brag.
Wow.
And we were in Pocatello, Idaho for the Idaho State NAU tilt.
Oh, yeah.
And the holiday.
Every year I look forward to that. Yeah.
That's a good game.
Thanks, guys.
You
Brent
could
Musburger.
Not have rubbed more of your old
Hello
money
again, everybody. Live.
Yes. You're looking live. And it was an indoor building. Idaho State has.
Game day's there, right? College game day?
At Idaho State?
Yeah.
Probably the game I was at. Yeah, it was big.
Yeah.
But they
so
have
you were like Travolta and Urban Cowboy?
Yeah. And so I was at the Holiday Inn with my $25 per diem. And they had a mechanical bull inside the bar at the Holiday Inn. And I'm like, I have got to try this. Just so I can tell my... And this is before you could text or tweet or
anything. How
many
drinks did you have before going on the bull?
Whatever $25 would get you. That was my meal.
So maybe like a Shoney's Big Boy, like at like 10 o'clock, that holds you to about 7, then you get a pizza.
I got to that hotel bar. I saw that mechanical bull, and I said, this is my, you know, all my friends are lawyers and med school. I'm like, how many of them are living this life here with a $25 per diem? And I got up there, and if you got a little lippy, I didn't realize they control it. Like when the girl gets on there, they let her ride it for like, you know, several minutes. Everybody's like, all right, woo!
Deborah Winger was kind of attractive in Urban Cowboy.
Yeah, but then when my fat ass get up there, they just dump me in like 5 to 10
did
seconds.
You like go, wait a minute, did you go falling
they
off
have
it?
A padded area, yeah.
Okay.
If you're a guy, they want you off that quick. They just want...
And if you happen to be...
I'm looking now.
If you have to be a little smart,
right,
Alec,
for you.
They just... And I just realized as I get up there, I was like, I got this, or something stupid. And the guy over there has got the controllers, and he just throws you.
There's a mechanical bull at one of the bars at Ballpark Village, and... is that what it is? The PBR bar? A friend of mine who was drunk went on it, and before him are a couple of attractive women, and they're scantily clad. So they're slow with them, and it's a couple of minutes, and all the guys are watching. And my idiot friend goes up on it, and just within seconds, the guy just starts jerking the hand, like, get off there, and got him off within like 5 seconds.
And there's a nice padded area, so
yes,
nobody's
there is.
Injured.
No, no one's getting hurt, but we all laughed at him. Like, he don't want you on that.
Yeah.
It's not the purpose
all
of
right,
it.
All right, ladies, get up here. Hey, I'm Bill from South County. I wouldn't mind riding that thing. Sure, get on. Go ahead.
All right, now get off.
Here, hold all my stuff. No, it's fine. Just
have you
on.
Ever been to the chocolate fudge factory at Ballpark Village, that one?
Oh, yeah, the fudgery? Is that
yeah,
what it's called?
Yeah.
Like they had a Union Station where
you
they...
You get a piece of fudge that's like the size of my key, and it costs you like $11. Right. I mean, I've never been to a place that's big a ripoff. I mean,
still one of my favorite places to go. Yeah. That Dirk would say,
it was tasty, but not for that price.
Union Station, they were always singing. Remember that?
You'd
walk
right
through there. They put on quite a show. It was a lot of fun.
And it was really creepy when Union Station didn't have a lot of people in there. So when you walked in, all you heard was, you know, kind of monotone.
You're kind of looking around the corner, like, what's going on in here? Are they filming a movie or something? So it all begs the question: will Frank ride the mechanical bull on Friday?
I would love to see it. I think it'd be
kind
a good
of a
story.
Travolta
get a PBR.
Homage.
I don't think so.
Ooh, what's the over under?
Or maybe we put Strick or Tuna on the mechanical bull on Friday.
Oh, Tuna would get hurt, and it may be the end of his season.
I actually believe
he fell off a podium. Right?
He fell off the stage when we were doing our show.
I think Charlie Marlowe had a great line about that a day or two later. Or it might have been Strick. It says, you can always tell when you're old if when you fall down, instead of people laughing, they're deeply concerned about you.
Correct.
You like guys concerned about
you? Yes. If you're 25 and you fall down and your friends laugh at you, call you stupid and stuff like that, and then maybe after that they might ask if you're okay. If you're past a certain age and you fall down, there's no laughing. It's, oh, my God, is he, you know,
I like waving
irreversibly
other patrons
hurt.
In. Everybody's like, oh, my, come on, everybody got to see this.
I think it was the day of our expanded PGA coverage, and yeah, we were live from Columbia, Illinois.
Yes.
You know, the edges of Belle Reve. And we're doing the show. And Tuna literally slid his chair back and fell over. And it's true. We all, like, jumped up with, and I'm sure all of our faces had the same look of panic, like, oh, my God, this could be, you know, this kind of injury would put him into a nursing home for good. Of course, he was, Charlie Tuna, probably listening, very proud guy, like, hopped up and dusted himself off and got back in the chair, and I'm sure he was in extreme pain.
He did bust his finger a little bit in his, he got a good cut on it.
So is this the reason why he walks the way he walks?
Got a little bit of a,
I feel like there's another reason.
It was
that.
About right after that to where just the topic was, why is Tuna kind of having that little strut?
So let me ask you this. Last night, in terms of like ratings, Blues Stars, Cardinals Nats, or Tuna Tom Condon?
Tom Condon. I wanted to flip on, and you can always download the app, listen wherever you are. I just wanted to hear if Tuna, who's been crushing Drew Lock to you,
the worst, calling him the worst quarterback of all time,
if he mentioned any of those candid takes to Tom Condon, who happens to be the agent for Drew Lock.
Yeah, Brian, what we should have done is
go back and look at the audio.
We can.
Or no, what would have been better is, Brian, we could have edited like the 10 nastiest things
him.
Tuna has said about Tom Condon. And then when Tuna says, "And joining us now is Tom Condon," then just play that thing.
Martino goes, "Yeah, I was always a huge fan of Drew Lock."
That would have been must listen radio. I forgot.
That's good.
I want to see the numbers. Dan Caesar will probably have it later, but the Blues started at 7, and at that point, the Cardinals game was kind of a dud. I mean, Walker was real wobbly early. It was probably 3-0 at that point. So the Cardinals game was not as compelling as it could have been.
All right, here's the question. Of the 5 Cardinals in the rotation, who is the most likely to not be in the rotation in September? Oh, let's go. We'll go 1 and 2.
I mean, is Hudson still technically in
somebody
the rotation?
Somebody should have said good question, by the way.
That is a good question. I'll say Hudson Waka, 1 and 2. Just because I think Hudson is a young guy, and maybe they're still unsure about what he is this year, and they've already made it clear that Waka's not on the team next year. So if he scuffles, I think that's an easy move to make.
So it's interesting. We thought it was a good question, but we all have the same answer.
Because it's not Flaherty. It's not Michaelis. It's probably not Wainwright because he always has a start or two that's just good enough that you get excited. And so it's probably – I think it might be Hudson because they could also justify it because innings and trying to baby him a little bit.
I got Hudson and Wainwright.
All right. Now, who would be the most likely to be in who's not in? Now, the obvious answer would be Ponce after that start, but there's Gomber and there's Carlos and there's Ray.
Can I say a pitcher not in the organization?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I don't see
I would
them
go
doing
Ponce
that.
Just because, I mean, he had a good start last time. I mean, he has the fastest track outside of a free agent acquisition or a trade. I think Ponce.
I think by September there may be necessity, so I'm going to say Carlos. I think at some point he may be.
That's a good one.
And especially if he gets back in the bullpen and gets himself right and pitches pretty well, and you get to September and somebody's hurt, somebody's bad, he's a likely guy if you're going to try and make a pennant push that I could see him
being. Even though they've gone out of their way to say he's in the bullpen and he's saying, "I'd like to be a starter."
You think they're doing it to kind of put him in his place? Like they're kind of ticked at him and he wants to be a starter. And they're saying, no, you're a bullpen guy, okay? You're a bullpen guy. But I think if he proves himself there, they might switch him.
But we'll never know the answer to the question whether he deserves blame for him not being healthy. I mean, could it just be, you know, throwing a baseball is an unnatural act, and he's been doing it since he was 16 years old, and you're going to get hurt? Or is it because he maybe is not at a possible fitness and not in great shape all the time?
I'm not sure what the answer is, but I do think they have painted it a certain – I think they've made it kind of clear that they're frustrated with him. Whether that's fair or not, I think they've made it pretty clear – there's frustration with how he went about his rehab or strengthening of the shoulder or didn't go about it.
A couple of business items. Bomberito sponsors the show content. If you're looking for a place to buy a car, we recommend Bomberito. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They sell over 30,000 cars a year. Go to bomberito.com. Go through their extensive inventory. Bomberito, we are in your neighborhood. Brian, the Cardinals are now a part of this broadcast operation.
Yes, and on May 10th through the 12th, the St. Louis Cardinals host the Pittsburgh Pirates, and there are great giveaways all series long, including a Melina Clemente double bobblehead, a mystery performance t-shirt, and a Cardinals crossbody bag. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions. And Plowsy, I know you're psyched. May 29th, Hot Shots in Fenton, TMA Live returns. Come out and partake in fellowship with the show and fellow lemmings. All brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Enjoy an ice-cold Budweiser while watching TMA Live. May 29th, Hot Shots in Fenton.
All right. And then the morning program. There's a TMA Live.
Yep.
And that are we going to be is that a live? That's Thursday night.
That's Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
And then I think, and I don't know if the details are set yet, but we have a free totem golf tournament. I guess we've been there before. I don't know.
Are we a part of that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. They don't.
We'll double check.
Yeah. Check your contract first.
Now, we're actually going to be at a spa place.
That's on Thursday. We'll be at Big Island Spa. It's called Big Island. The owner's wife is from the Big Island of Hawaii. So all the elements of this spa are imported from the 50th state.
Wow.
So all the there's palm trees. I'm guessing there's some sand area, the minerals and the scents all coming from the state of Hawaii. And we mentioned golf tournaments. Monday, June 17th, we have a Maryville University remote at Old Hickory.
Oh, very nice. Have you ever done a live radio show while getting a massage?
No.
I don't think I have. Are we going to try that? You may need it. Well, let's see. We need to do the mechanical bowl, then the massage. We need to flip those remotes.
And what's coming up in the coveted hour?
I believe Chuck Marlowe will chime in from Dallas. He's all over at the Hockey
Mr.
Pundit.
Mr. Hockey.
Mr. Hockey. Instead of Bill McDermott, Mr. Soccer, we now have Mr. Hockey, Chuck Marlowe. Also, Kenny Wallace, our Tuesday visit with him. All coming up here on the Midday.